following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Who's at the door? I'll get the door ready. I'll take care of just a second.
Yes?
Mr. Sales?
How do you do, Mr. Sales? That's my name, too.
Ooh. I'd horsewhip you if I had a horse. It's my wife, stupid.
Your wife's name is stupid? Of course your wife's name isn't stupid. I'm sorry. What can I do for you?
It's my wife. She thinks she's a mouse.
Your wife thinks she's a mouse? Well, why don't you take her to a psychiatrist?
Well, I talked to her about it.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She told me to keep my trap shut.
All right. Everybody, here we go. Want to see a smile on your face. It's not raining inside. It's going to be a great Moldy Oldie show. So just settle back and just have a good time. And it's going to be a beautiful time. And you know what? Because you're beautiful. Just look in the mirror and you know what I'm talking about. So just come along with us and sing it out nice and loud. Here we go. Hi, man, at you. Pretty baby, don't you be mad at me. Whoa, I ain't mad at you. Pretty baby, don't you be mad at me. Whoa, I ain't mad at you. Pretty baby, don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, a city where samurai warriors love to eat, it's the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Snoopy Sales with Daryl B. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the renowned business traveler who always has time for breakfast, Snoopy Sales!
Thank you, Ray! Yes, sir. Thank you, everybody, and thanks for joining us on the Moldy Oldie Show. We've got a great show for you. We've got songs that went to number one, plus we've got music from this week in Moldy Oldie history, and a salute to our featured year, 1967.
All right.
But before we go, Ray, did you ever talk to Gene Garnes about sports?
Our engineer, Gene Garnes, he's into sports?
Yeah, just last Sunday he won the three-legged race at the NBC Picnic.
What's so unusual about that?
He didn't have a partner.
Let me ask you a question. Were you into sports when you were in high school?
Yeah, when I went to Huntington High in Huntington, West Virginia, I received a letter in football.
You did?
Yeah, it said, return your equipment. but the thing is, but you know, Gene has a brother who's at a seminary theological school in Illinois.
He has.
Yeah, and yesterday, his brother ran the mile in 4 minutes.
Well, lots of guys run the mile in 4 minutes.
On their knees?
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Thank you.
two from the fall of our featured year 1967, The Supremes and Reflections. Back in 1967, primetime TV was different than it is today. Mm-hmm. On Monday nights, you could watch Cowboy in Africa and Rat Patrol on ABC, or Gunsmoke and the Lucy Show on CBS. On NBC TV, you could catch The Monkees, followed by this one. The Popeye Show. No. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Yeah, and that show ran for five seasons from 1964 to 1968. And it starred Robert Vaughn as Napoleon Solo, David McCallum as Ilya Kuryakin, and Leo G. Carroll as their boss, Alexander Waverly. And Ray, do you remember what U.N.C.L.E. stood for?
I don't remember.
The United Network Command for Law Enforcement.
Of course. Man, they don't make them like that anymore.
Yeah.
What do they have on TV this week?
Well, this coming week, for the benefit of all our listeners, so they'll know what to look for, how about this Father Knows Best rerun?
Ah.
Kindly old Robert Young takes Bud aside and leaves him there. Perry Mason rerun. Tonight, Raymond Burr eats an entire UPS truck when lunch arrives late. Bonanza rerun.
Oh.
Hoss punches out an old drifter he finds living in his shorts. And Knight Rider. A young policeman is hospitalized after trying to pronounce the name David Hasselhoff, the show's star. And Dynasty this week. Joan Collins buys an entire Boy Scout troop and puts them on ice for 20 years for future partying. And Entertainment Tonight, one of my favorite shows. Hostess Mary Hart asked guest Charlton Heston to put on his Moses outfit and part her hair.
Here's a song that hit number two in our featured year, 1967. It's The Association, Never My Love.
O'Hara, man, a whiter shade of pale.
Yeah.
The music for that is based on the Bach Cantata, Sleepers Awake.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a touch of class here on the Moldy Oldie Show.
Yeah.
Believe it or don't.
When wine, women, and song become too much for you, give up singing.
Believe it or don't.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts are thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown eyed girl. We used to sing la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back
time I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. As you, my brown eyed girl. Remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
That was Van Morrison's first top 10 hit, Brown Eyed Girl, and it came out in our featured year, 1967. We'll have more from our featured year next hour, and coming up in our next segment, you'll hear an in-depth interview with Roger Watley, the first man in history to brush his teeth with his mouth closed.
Stay with us for music from this week in Moldy Oldie History and some R-E-S-P-E-C-T when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continue.
Yeah! The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Ma, look. These pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy. You stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
My Flintstones?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Need it at home to stretch out of that pink, hairy sweater Grandma gave you.
We are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Sparkly, bubbly, uncivilized. Champagne for party animals.
Champagne Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show. Here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Time now to listen to some songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our own number one, Vito. Yes. Hey, you want to do rotten things in front of thousands of teenagers and make big bucks?
Yeah.
Want to trash expensive hotel rooms and have the manager simply say, have a nice day?
Yeah.
Want to wear clothes that embarrass residents of Greenwich Village?
Uh-huh.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time rock star?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous rock star school, where their motto is, I'll give you some hugs if you'll give me some drugs.
Yeah.
At Vito's famous rock star school, you'll learn how to play in small joints, then smoke them after the show.
Yeah.
You'll also be given a free Berlitz course so you can be obnoxious in several languages.
Yeah.
You'll soon master 100 obscene gestures to use on and off stage. And you'll never be lonely thanks to a personal graduation gift from Vito, a gift certificate from Groupies R Us. Vito's famous rock star school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Why you don't?
Sun from this week in 1967. Yeah. Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin, and an Otis Redding song, Respect. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it. Just one second. Oh.
Oh, hiya, fellas. It's Jerry and the Magic Coffee Wagon.
Yeah, it's our favorite delivery boy with our coffee. How are you, Jerry?
I'm a victim of psychosis.
Oh, yeah? What's bothering you?
I'm a cowboy now.
You going to travel out west?
No, I bought a horse.
Well, why did you buy a horse?
They repossessed my car, and it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah. Well, listen, now that you have a horse, Jerry, you'll have to take care of him.
Sonny, I know all there is to know about horses, except one thing.
What's that?
What do they eat?
A horse? What do they eat? A horse eats his fodder.
No, he's not a cannibal horse.
Jerry, every horse eats his fodder.
There won't be any fodders left for Father's Day.
No, listen, you put the horse's fodder in a bag and you hang it on his nose.
How's my horse going to feel walking around with his fodder hanging from his nose?
Never mind that. And you'll have to be the horse's groom.
I don't want to marry him. I just want to be his buddy.
And you'll have to curry the horse.
Ah, he's big enough to carry himself.
Jerry, is he a mutter?
Not that he knows. My horse is a guy.
No. Sometimes he horses make better mutters than she horses.
How can a he horse be a good mutter?
Jerry, a mutter is a horse that has to run in mud because he's having trouble with his feet.
Oh, my horse runs on only three legs.
Well, what does he do with the fourth?
He trips the other horses.
Serve the coffee. He trips the other horses.
Sign me. The summer is my favorite time. I walked into the park. To my surprise, got mugged and robbed by strangers in the dark. So then I rushed out to the beach. The beach is my resort. I drove too fast when two cops passed and spent the day in court.
Well, thank you for the poem, Jerry, but drive more carefully.
You feel like a cup of coffee?
Why, do I look like one?
I gotta go. I gotta put this saddle on my horse.
Saddle? It looks like your mother's old girdle.
It is. If he's losing the race, I can let him out in the stretch.
Say goodbye, Jerry.
Bye, Jerry. Yes,
you get out of here.
Don't want your love.
Thank you.
were going to be called Little Miss and the Muffets, but at the last minute, they changed their name to the Dixie Cup.
Oh.
Number one from this week in 1964, Woo. Chapel of Love.
Woo.
I'll get it. Hello?
Snoopy, baby, it's me, Murray.
Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
Yeah, what do you got for me, Murray?
Well, keep your fingers crossed, because I think I'm about to get you a booking at the beautiful Claridge Hotel in Atlantic City. Hey, this would be the first time you've been there since they introduced casino gambling.
Murray, I just recently played down there.
You did?
Yes.
Well, how did it go?
It was fabulous. We sold out four shows and got standing ovations.
That's great, babe. That's great. Hey, did you get paid?
Of course I got paid. Why would you ask me a dumb question like that?
Well, I didn't get my 20% commission check from you yet.
Murray.
Yes, Soup?
It's in the mail.
Love you, babe.
Featuring Billy Preston on keyboards, The Beatles, and Get Back.
Yeah.
Number one from this week in 1969. We've got more moldy oldies to get to, and coming up in the next segment, Dr. Wilkes Booth will be here to tell us that you should never go in the water after a heavy meal, because chances are you won't find one there.
That's still to come. We're going to talk those words to make them sound so sweet when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return.
Gonna make your summer hotter than ever with Lily. She's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Come on up. The back, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt.
Take hands,
drink
Canon and best. Come on up to the best Labatt.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
We're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. Right now, we're going to take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. Ray, what have you got for us?
Okay, this week, 1961, Chuck Berry opened his own amusement park outside St. Louis. It was called Berry Park.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
And also that week, it was the birthday of Lester Boomer, breeder of the world's first gay rhinoceros.
All right. Now, this week in 1962... That was when the Beatles had their first audition for producer George Martin.
Uh-huh. And that same week, the city's first peanut butter hamburger was sold at McDonald's and it stuck to the roof of the store.
All right, and this week in 1964, it marked the beginning of the first American tour of the Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And also that very same week, an obnoxious Chicago man loses part of his hand in an accident, so his friends get together to give him the finger.
Talking about the seventh son in the whole round world, there is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. It's got another man. I'm a one. Oh, I'm a one. I'm a one. I'm a one. I wanna call a seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm a one.
Seventh Son, a song released this week in 1965. Yeah. We're looking at this week in history on the Moldy Oldie Show. Who's at the door? I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment.
Buenos dias,
Buenos dias, Senorita Clara.
Listen, please, other yes. My way. I must.
Clara, you can't come in. We have a show going on. Clara, the show is going on.
Show?
Yes.
This show business?
Yes.
I have a joke for you.
You have a joke for me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what is it?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don Amici.
Don Amici who?
I'll be Don Amici in a taxi, honey. Better be ready if I get the job.
Not this time.
Then I have to clean up.
No, you're not cleaning. No, you're not getting... Clara, you got the wrong
Once I had a pretty girl. Her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry. He broke your heart. Just like you broke my way.
Released this week in Moldy Oldie History. Tighter and Tighter by Alive and Kickin' from 1970, and Hats Off to Larry by Del Shannon from 1961. Yeah. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Superla. It's me, Sadie.
Hey, Sadie, how are you?
Fine. I'm celebrating.
What?
They just honored me by naming a forest after me.
They named a forest after you?
Yeah, the Petrified.
Sadie, you've got to get a hold of yourself.
Okay.
What happened?
I got a strong grip.
Sadie, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm having man trouble.
Man trouble? What kind of man trouble?
Well, I've been going with this dude for 4 years.
Yeah?
Well, during all this time, he's given me a beautiful mink coat, a lot of jewelry, some black lingerie, a horse, a stove, and a beautiful foreign car.
Go on.
Well, I broke up with him. What do you think I ought to do?
I don't know. What do you think the proper thing is to do?
Send back the stove.
Say goodbye, Sadie.
Goodbye, Sadie.
No more sorrow.
the Lonely. That song was released this week in 1960. It went to number two and was the first big hit for Roy Orbison. Right now, I'd like to introduce you to a man who's been with me for years. You may have caught him in person at either the Peking Duck here on the East Coast or the Peking Duck West in California. He's a great musician, a gifted performer, the leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Everybody, would you join me in a nice round of applause for Darryl B. Mordecai?
Hey! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Darryl.
How you doing?
Fine, how you, Darryl?
I'm all right. I'm all right. You know, it's so nice to be here because, you know, let me tell you something, dear. You're really cracking them today. You know what I mean. And you played some bad sides.
Yeah, well, thank you, Darryl.
Yeah, Roy Orbison, man, he's something else. Yeah. Only the lonely. I can relate to that.
Oh, come on, you're never lonely.
Well, not now, you know, but when I was in high school, listen, I once faked a heat rash to get a date.
A heat rash?
Yeah, you see, the girl I dated wanted to become a nurse, you know.
So well, tell me, how was your gig earlier this week out at the Peking Duck West?
Well, you know, I love San Francisco, you know, but I must admit to you, Mr. Soup, it did get a little hairy.
Hairy?
Well, yeah, you see, it was pretty rough out there. Yeah. They had this convention of computer chip salesmen come in, you know. And I got to say, the whole bunch of them, they were drunk and disorderly.
That bad, huh?
Oh, worse than that, man. These guys drank so much that I'll bet you in 6 months they still have a hangover.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Well, listen, did their behavior bother the band?
Bother them? No, it encouraged these guys, you know.
Encouraged them to play better?
No, encouraged them to drink better. Chester Gigolo, you see Chester over there?
Yeah.
He jumped right off the bandstand and started partying with those guys.
Oh, no. What'd you say to him?
I said, get back up here, man. He yelled back, either take it off or bring on the dancers.
Oh, no. Was it bad?
Oh, man, he got some loaded. They made him use a freight elevator.
Well, at least he had a good time.
Yeah, but it was a little embarrassing, you know, because he knew what he was doing.
He did? What do you mean?
Well, 2 minutes before the check came, he passed out. It is so. Yes, it is so.
Guys,
you know
play, Darryl, play.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back with more of our salute to 1967, and we'll have Soupy's joke of the day when Soupy says, Moldy Oldies, continue.
Come on up to the bath, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Saint Kelly, sweet Kelly, and best. Come on up to the best, best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Come on, Tommy, I'm your sister. Why can't I try out, too?
You can't hit the ball past the pitcher, that's why.
Think we'll be big enough next year?
I don't know, maybe. Mom says our Flintstones will help us grow up strong.
Why's that?
She says they got lots of vitamins.
I can just see me at first base now.
Hey, that's where I play.
It is now.
And growing.
Sparkly, bubbly, uncivilized. Champale, for party animals.
Champale Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back to the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. We got some one-hit wonders ready to go, but first, it's time for my favorite part of the show, and I happen to know that it's Miriam McKeever's favorite, too, because it's time once again for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
All right. Okay. Two guys are out fishing in a boat, and one guy's catching all the fish. Man, he's reeling them in as fast as he baits his hook. And the other guy's going crazy because he's catching nothing. So he says to the guy, he says, I've been fishing longer than you. I've always caught a lot of fish. I've got better equipment. I have a better rod. I throw my line better, and you're getting all the fish. How do you do it? And the other guy says, well, he says, you know, I play hunches.
And the other guy says, what do you mean? What kind of hunches? And his friend says, well, when I get up in the morning, if my wife is lying on her left side, I fish on the left side of the boat. If she's lying on her right side, I always fish on the right side. And the other guy says, yeah, suppose she's lying on her back. And his buddy says, then I don't go fishing.
And Blue from Holland and Venus. That went to number one in 1970. Now, coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Larry Hickey, inventor of the embarrassing neck mark bearing his name.
And we've got the Wayback Machine set to 1967. We'll take you there when Snoopy Sells Moldy Oldies continues. Welcome back to Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies. This hour, we'll tell you why denture wearers make lousy vampires. Now, here's a man affectionately known all throughout New Mexico as the Bashful Burrito, Snoopy Sales.
Oh, the word gets around, doesn't it? Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. This hour, we're going to celebrate some famous birthdays. And if you were born this week, we have some astrological advice for you. But first, let's continue our salute to featured year 1967. And this segment is brought to you by a guy who's been in business since 1967, Vito. Hey, listen, you want to be responsible for deadbolts and never be arrested for murder?
Yeah.
Want to handle locks all day and never touch a bagel?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a full-time locksmith?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous locksmith school, where their motto is, either give me your keys or I'll rearrange your knees. At Vito's famous locksmith school, we'll teach you the difference between a combination lock and a combination plate. Uh-huh.
Learn how to professionally unlock a car door using nothing but a screwdriver and a stick of dynamite. Learn how to put a padlock on a door, on a window, and on a wife who's trying to get out through the door or the window. Sunday is graduation day for all locksmiths as you gather in a nearby church and sing Locks of Ages. Vito's famous locksmith school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid.
Riding high on a successful TV show in our featured year, 1967. Back then, you could see some great TV shows on Saturday night. On NBC, it was Maya and Get Smart. On ABC, they had Lawrence Welk and Iron Horse. On CBS TV, it was a triple threat. My Three Sons, Hogan's Heroes, and this one.
Come ride the little train that is rolling down the tracks to the junction. Forget about your kid, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, and even more when you get to the junction.
That's right, Petticoat Junction. Remember that show? It took place at the Shady Rest Hotel in Hooterville.
Yeah.
And there were the three sisters, Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, and Betty Joe. And they were all watched over by their Uncle Joe. Petticoat Junction was on the air for 7 years, from 1963 to 1970.
Yeah, a forerunner to Charlie's Angels. I wonder what's on TV this week.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm going to tell you.
All right.
This coming week on the Today Show, on Monday, in their never-ending efforts to bolster their ratings, Brian Gumbel and Jane Pauley take the Today Show cast and crew to Kansas City to cover the annual Jim Nabors Human Sacrifice Celebration. And this coming week on Webster. Guest star Dom DeLuise accidentally sits on little Emmanuel Lewis, then quickly slides him under the door and leaves. And Dallas, you don't want to miss that. To add to Ewing's oil's vast fortune, J.R. drills for oil and finds it in Wayne Newton's hair.
Oh,
From our featured year, 1967, yeah. The Jefferson Airplane, and a song Grace Slick brought with her when she joined the group Somebody to Love.
Believe it or don't.
A well-balanced sex life is impossible in a canoe.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days ago, I'm a going home. My baby just took me a letter. My baby just took me a letter.
Stops and the letter. Lead singer Alex Chilton was 16 years old when he recorded that. Mm. It went to number one in September of our featured year, 1967. Now, you stay with us because coming up in the next segment, we'll interview the Toronto scientist who crossed a policeman on horseback with a large room and got a Monty Hall.
Up next, we're going to dance till a quarter to three when Sruby tells Moldy Oldy. Continue. Oh,
shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy. You stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
My Flintstones?
Uh-huh.
What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Maybe the homie stretched out of that pink hairy sweater Grandma gave you.
Your Flintstones kids can help you
and growing.
Come on up the best, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the taste of Labatt's.
Drink
hands
with Canada's best. Come on up to the best Labatt's.
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
And we're back on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Here's Soupy.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, let's put on our party hats and get in the mood for a birthday party.
Yeah. All right. Good idea. Now, whose birthdays are we celebrating?
Well, Pat Boone was born this week.
Oh.
And so was Gary U.S. Barnes.
Ah, Gary, baby.
How about one of the newest mayors in the country, Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
And how about the beautiful Brooke Shields?
Beautiful.
Hey, and Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Hey, and a friend of mine, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Now, listen, what if some of our listeners are celebrating birthdays this week? What have you got for them?
I'm glad you asked that. If you were born this week, you were born on the sign of Dom DeLuise. So remember, today's herd of cattle is tomorrow's snack. Oh, today is your lucky day. A rich relative will die and leave you a bundle. You better buy a good supply of diapers. You're a very independent person. Don't let anyone push you around unless you're built like a wheelbarrow. And finally, if you were born this week, you are a fanatic when it comes to cleanliness. So you go to your nearby park during lunch hour and put diapers on all the pigeons you can catch. And to everybody out there, from all of us here on the Moldy Oldie Show, happy birthday! By Gary U.S. Barnes, who was born Gary Anderson this week in 1939 in Jacksonville, Florida. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door ready. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a second.
Hey, you guys, it's Marvin the Barber.
Hey, look who's here, everybody. It's Marvin the Barber.
The minute I walked in the joint, I could tell you smell like a barbershop.
Were you born singing?
Are you kidding? When I was born, folks came from miles around to look at me.
Really? Why?
They didn't know what the heck I was.
Marvin, it's always nice to see you, but I don't need a haircut.
I'll pretend you didn't say that, huh?
But I did say that.
Then I'll make believe you want me.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Always that same broken record. How long can I take it? Dr. Joyce Brothers. I cut her hair. She's a lovely lady. She's doing the Today Show the other day, so I asked her, is she the Smothers Brothers mother or sister? And you know what she said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Dr. Ruth. I cut her hair. She's tiny. She's a baby. I call her Dr. Baby Ruth. I asked her questions. She didn't have, no one ever asked her before.
And what did you ask her?
If caterpillars get athlete's foot. And you know what she said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Dr. Hook. I cut his hair. I said, Dr. Hook, you represent the medical profession. Don't dress like a pirate, huh? Where you keeping Peter Pan? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he threw me a jar of peanut butter. I love that guy, huh?
Marvin, you're the greatest barber in town, but I don't need a haircut.
Nobody does, Soupy. That's why I'm taking trombone lessons.
Yeah, why are you taking trombone lessons?
So I can learn how to let things slide.
Marvin, would you get out of here?
The drummer for the greatest rock and roll band in the world was born this week in 1941. Here's Charlie Watts and the Rolling Stones with Honky Tonk Women.
Shoulder. stupid tales.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing moldy oldies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
rock and roll music, and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I think it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Mama's and the papa's and the trip sunset's been in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
Yeah.
And when they're really wailing, the Michelle and Cass are sailing. They really nail me to the wall. Could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, I dig rock and roll music. Top 10 from 1967. Peter Yarrow was born this week in 1938 in New York City. I'll get it. Hello?
Interested?
Yes.
It's Julio.
Yeah, Julian, how are you?
Julian Olivinano.
Yes, I know.
Your driver.
Julian, I know you're my driver.
Oh, that's right. You must know that because you're the guy in the back seat all the time.
That's right. What can I do for you?
Hey, the show today is, how do you say it? Wow,
Willie! Well, thank you. Thank you, Julia.
Yeah, and I can't pick you up today.
Yeah, what's your story this time?
Somebody took my car.
Your car was stolen?
Well, somebody took it.
Well, why did you call the police?
It was the sheriff who took it. Yeah. I was a little behind in my payment.
Well, how could that be?
Well, you see, my car is so fast, the payments are 3 months behind.
You get the car back here and pick me up on time.
Yes, sir.
Count up. We're going to do the twist. The mashed potato and a monkey when Snoopy sells Moldy Oldy Show return.
Champail, for party animals.
Champail Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
We're gonna make your summer hotter than ever. With Lily, she's innocent, run wild. Dusty, who's nicer than he'd like to be. Meg, more eager than she ought to be. And Holden, he's always ready and willing. Nothing can beat the heat of passion. Feel it weekdays on As the World Turns, 1:30 Eastern, 12:30 Central on CBS TV.
Come on up to the bath, share a beer between friends.
There are many good imported beers in this world, but your neighbor to the north brews one of the best, Labatt's, North America's great beer.
Come on up to the tape,
Labatt Importers, Darien, Connecticut.
Welcome back to Snoopy Sal's Moldy Oldie Show. Here's Snoopy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, coming up, we've got the further adventures of Phila Kvetch.
Yes.
But first, we're going to hear some great Moldy Oldie dance songs.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this segment is brought to you by Rent-A-Husband.
Uh-huh.
Hey, ladies, you want a man around the house, your house and not his?
Yeah.
Would you like an acting husband like your friends have? Only you can send yours away when you're tired of him?
Yeah.
Well, why not call the friendly folks at Rent-A-Husband today and surprise your friends tonight? All Rent-A-Husbands have pot bellies, wear torn T-shirts, dirty white socks, and food-stained shirts.
Oh.
These Rent-A-Husbands watch TV all day, drink beer, ignore you, and even curse on command.
Whoa.
For an extra charge, the Rent-A-Husbands will make you really feel married by yelling at you in front of your friends, tell you you're getting fat, throw your clothes on the floor, and even make passes at some of your best friends just like real husbands do. The only difference between real husbands and rental husbands is that when you've had it up to here, your rental husband will be out of the door there, and you're only out a six-pack of beer and $8 in change.
Yeah.
For more information on rental husband, look in the yellow pages under NAG.
Yeah.
To go to number one at two separate times in September 1960 and in January 1962. The Twist from Chubby Checker. Hey, we're saluting great dance songs right now on the Moldy Oldie Show. I'll get it. Hello.
Me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are the friendly skies?
I'm in till tomorrow, but you've got to help me with Seymour.
Who's Seymour?
My nephew. He's staying with me while my brother is in jail in Baltimore.
What's he doing in jail?
Well, he's in jail for something he didn't do.
What didn't he do?
He didn't wipe his fingerprints off a gun.
Well, who did he shoot?
Oh, a rabbit out of season. But he had a good excuse.
Yeah, what was it?
Self-defense.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Oh, you know how it happened.
Yeah?
My nephew stood behind a tree and made a sound like a carrot.
Shirley.
Last time a bunny leaped that high, Elmer Fudd was shooting at his buns.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Shirley. The buns.
All right, now here we go. A one, a two, a one, two.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum
Once again for the dangerous and sometimes ridiculous adventures of Philo Kavej, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, let's twist some bottle tops off like we did last summer.
Wait a minute, Philo. What was going on? Was someone trying to tell me something? First a crazy blonde enters my office and says,
I need your help.
Well, that's what I do for a living. I'm a detective.
Are you sure?
Am I sure that I'm a detective?
No, that you're living.
Listen, sister, you come barging in here without any intro, and what do you expect?
Well, maybe this will change your mind. Wow, when did you learn to kiss like that?
When I was a teenager, I used to siphon gas. You know, you'd be a sensation if you wore a dress to match those stockings.
But I'm not wearing any stockings.
I know. So I helped the dame out, and now while I'm looking for half of a lousy map, somebody is shooting at me. Somebody is looking for me to throw in the towel. What's going on? All of a sudden, I look up and staring down at us is a cop. He takes a look at the guy in the woman's clothes.
Is she comfortable?
She makes a nice living.
Well, if I was you, I'd get out of this neighborhood.
Tough, huh?
Yeah, any guy with two ears is a sissy.
I know what you're talking about. I'm nobody's fool.
Well, maybe somebody will adopt you. Are you sure you two are all right? That lady looks like she's hurt.
No, she's all right. Thanks, officer. I can handle it. On second thought, you can call me a cab.
Okay, you're a cab. Who will Philo meet while his meter's running? Will he run out of gas? And if so, will he run in for some Mexican food? Be with us next time when we hear Philo say...
I love Mexican food. Got any nachos?
On the further adventures of Philo Kovach, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this. Never get out of that. No.
You gotta find my
dance tune, You Can't Sit Down, from the Dovells with lead singer Lynn Berry. We've got more Moldy Oldies to listen to, and coming up in our next segment, our in-person guest will be Waldo Payne, inventor of the window bearing his name.
Hey, remember who called the English teacher Daddy-O? Find out next when Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies show continues.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing.
Come on, Tommy, I'm your sister. Why can't I try out too?
You can't hit the ball past the pitcher, that's why.
Think I'll be big enough next year?
I don't know, maybe. Mom says our Flintstones will help us grow up strong.
Why's that?
She says they got lots of vitamins.
I can just see me at first base now.
Hey, that's where I play.
It is now.
And growing.
Bubbly, uncivilized. Chantel, the party animal.
Chantel Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back. And now here's the host of Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies Show, Soupy Sal.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I want all of you folks listening to be here next week for the Moldy Oldies Show, because we're really going to have some very special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
How about Boy George Burns?
Boy George Burns.
Transvestite rocker who sings while smoking a cigar. And Prince Charles Bronson. Next King of England who likes to blow away people. And Joe Cocker Spaniel. Famous rock singer who performs only on paper. How about Buffalo Bob Dylan? Howdy Doody's boss, who's now blowing in the wind after rolling a stone. Johnny Cash and Carey. Famous country singer who doesn't believe in credit cards. How about Hilton Burrell? Famous TV comedian who now performs only in hotels. And Charlie Brownstone. Cartoon character who now lives on the east side with Lucy.
I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always pooping in the hall? Who's always throwing spins ball? In the classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher Daddy-O? Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Let's lock the door and throw away the key now.
Spring of 1965, Jay and the Americans with Les Lock the Door. Mm-hmm. Just to give you a taste of our next Moldy Oldie show, here's some scenes from next week.
Let's go, man.
Tracy is asleep, dear.
You didn't do that. What?
Hi, Flint. Let me speak to Tracy.
I'll be right over. Junk.
Then shut up.
I see.
It's beautiful.
I don't want to hear you say that.
Shut up.
No.
He's trying to unlock the door. Yeah?
Shut up.
Right behind you. Travel good, yeah.
Do you know my husband?
Forever.
Police headquarters.
Not at the apartment.
And I hope we won't be too late.
Good heavens, look.
Oh, Tracy.
No one will.
This ain't no time to argue.
He's got your gun.
Hey, Huff, when he grabbed a chair, look out. Hey, you.
It'll be the chair in the death house of the state prison.
Then shut up.
All that and more on next week's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show.
Yeah!
All right. Yes, sir. Hey, we want to thank you so much for being with us this week, and we hope you'll be with us again this next week when we return with more Moldy Oldies. So until I see you next week, this is Soupy Sales thanking all of you for being with us. Have a great week, and you take good care of yourselves. I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermeno and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody, recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazier, and Mark Humble. Soupy's jingles are performed by The Phantoms. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
I'm gonna do that, oh yeah.